Hello, everybody, and welcome to Junk Drawer Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Carrion, and today is a very special day because this is the first time Junk Drawer has ever set foot on www.youtube.com, which is insane because ever since the podcast began, me and my ex-co-host would be getting requests like crazy, like, when's the YouTube channel coming? Is there a YouTube channel coming? And I think neither one of us was just like technologically there or prepared to edit a whole video and audio podcast, you know what I mean? So it's honestly fucking bonkers to be sitting here right now. It's honestly a fucking mind stone. A fucking landmark. An achievement for annoying people everywhere. So I'm so excited to welcome you guys into this new era of Junk Drawer. And let me just get this out of the way. Elephant in the room, of course. Anuheya was my co-host. We did this podcast together for a whole year. Obviously, Anu is still such an important part of Junk Drawer podcast history. We love them. We appreciate them. No hate towards them whatsoever. We just decided that we needed to work on different things. We love Anuheya, so please go support them. This is their at. They want to start YouTube soon, so hopefully you'll be seeing them on this platform as well. But yeah, with that out of the way, I suspect that there might be some people who stumble upon this YouTube channel now, especially with the guests that we're gonna have on in the upcoming weeks. And if they see this episode, I kind of want this to be like the starter level for a Junk Drawer podcast, you know? It's kind of like when you show somebody like a weird band and you don't want to show them like the most weird. It's kind of like when you show somebody like a weird band and you're kind of careful, you're kind of scared to show them like the weirdest, like creepiest song they have. So you start them out with the most commercially acceptable. That's what this episode is, okay? I'm just kidding. I'm not sure if this will ever be a commercially acceptable podcast with the stupid shit that is about to fly out of my mouth right now. But I wanted to talk a little bit about what Junk Drawer is and what the future of it is. So Junk Drawer to me has always meant, you know, everybody has that drawer in their house that's just messy as fuck. No matter who you are, you have some kind of a junk drawer. And that also is applicable to our minds. Not the minds, the mind. The junk drawer is not just a physical junk drawer, of course. It's a reflection of everybody inside. And I think that a lot of people's junk drawers inside their brain, a lot of that clutter derives from the internet. Because we're always on it, because we can't escape it. And we're always seeing like super chronically online takes or something super toxic. I think this is a great platform to explore that. So I'll be sharing my junk from my drawer each week. And it'll be some stuff from like my actual life, but it will also be mostly the internet. Because, dude, most of it is literally from the internet. And besides that, of course, there's still going to be that positive kind of uplifting aspect of all of this that revolves around friendships, communicating, what have you. So let me just start with my fucking junk from this week, like in real life. And then we'll escalate to the internet's toxicity. I don't know why I did not mean to press that right now. Okay, so what I'm about to say is so fucking depressing that it might be part of my stand-up comedy routine someday. If I ever do stand-up comedy, this will be one of those stories. Because you know how like every stand-up comedian, every time they have a story, it's something terrible that happened to them. They'll be like, so my mom died. And the crowd goes wild. Or they'll be like, so a train ran over my legs, and now I have to sue the city. So this is my sad, sad... life story right now. They're doing a bunch of construction on my apartment building, and so, like, they ripped the exterior off of the apartment, right? And so all that little foam stuff, all the little crusty, musty, like, wood and dirt, like, I have scaffolding outside my window. My plants can't even get light, okay? My tiny little green babies can't even... That's besides the point, though, okay? The real issue... I just did the Hunger Games thing. Hello? Hi? Maybe it's because I hope that you will stand in solidarity with me on this podcast. So there's holes in the building, and it's been raining a lot. A lot. And so when it rains, the rain literally comes through the window. Like, I have a window, don't get me wrong, but, like, there's holes in, like, all of the stuff around it, so it comes in. And my bed is right next to the window. So I get rained on in my sleep. I get freaking rained on. Who up raining they Wilson? Who up getting rained on? Who up getting rained on? Bam, 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 bam. And every night, almost every night, when my nuts and balls are screaming in pain because it's just so cold, they get a little wet also. And then besides that, my insurance, because this is America and you are forced to get insurance or be penalized, but insurance is also very expensive. Like, insurance doesn't pay for everything. I probably don't need to explain that to you guys, but it should. Anyways, my point is, I got charged like $300 for my anxiety medication. It's called Boost Bar. The whole time my psychiatrist was explaining it to me, I thought she was saying Boost Bar, by the way. So I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, because Boost Bar sounds like a very, like, fun, like, that almost sounds like a party drug or something. Like, oh yeah, I'm on Boost Bar. I'm tweaking on the Boost Bar right now. I wanted to be able to say that, but it is called, like, B-U-S-P-A-R, like, Bus Bar. Okay. And this medication did help with my anxiety, but, big, big but, big ol'. It made me feel like I had to throw up, like, all day. I was so nauseous, so dizzy. My feet started feeling like they were going to sleep all the time. It was so annoying. Ugh. So there was that. And then my fucking cats, they got fleas and worms. It was literally like, if you're... fucking animals have ever gotten fleas or worms, like, there should be an emotional support group for that. It's like the worst thing ever. Like, I've literally read online forums of people that were struggling so much to get rid of fleas, they like contemplated burning their house down, contemplated just unaliving themselves. Like, it is genuinely one of the worst things. Like, it's so bad for your mental health. Like, you get really paranoid. Also, worms. Okay. Fleas are related to worms. Fleas are related to worms. I'm trying to drill this into your mind, okay? Every time you hear the Taco Bell ding, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, fleas, they're related to worms, okay? So they come because of the fleas. And I'm traumatized. Me and my boyfriend spent like an entire week cleaning the fuck out of like every single crevice in the house. And here's where it gets crazy. here's where it gets a little woo 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 woo. Here's where it gets a little. This is the kicker. I was cleaning the cat's litter box. And I was cleaning everything with bleach. Bleach, bleach, bleach. Because that's the only thing that kills fleas, like, for sure. And I was completely unprotected. You know, no glove. No condom. Just kidding. I mean, like, no mask on my face. And so I was rubbing the bleach into it, cleaning it really good, and I didn't know, and probably a lot of people don't know this, because why would you know this? The chemicals from bleach, when mixed with the toxic chemicals in cat piss, makes, like, a deadly gas. Like, it's not as, like, toxic as, like, an actual, like, nuclear, like, gas, but it's pretty toxic. Like, it's very bad for you to breathe it in. And so, after I did that, I started feeling so lightheaded. I felt like I was gonna pass out. I was, like, I took a walk outside, trying to, like, get some, like, fresh air. I thought I was literally gonna faint. And so, and my boyfriend was like, we need to go to the hospital. And I was like, no. Hold on, actually. My boyfriend actually set up, well, I told him the sounds I wanted for my soundboard, and then he put them on here for me. There's one on here that says, do not press. And I'm very, very curious what that is, but I'm also scared. Okay, that's besides the point. Okay, I'm getting distracted. I'm getting very distracted. Let me finish what I'm saying, and then we're gonna see what that is. But I was like, no, I don't wanna go. And so he took me anyways, because obviously I'm being, like, delusional, because, like, if you feel like you're gonna pass out, like, you probably should go to the hospital. That's just, you know, that's not, like, not to get too political, but if you feel like you're about to pass out and die, you should probably go to the hospital. Crazy opinion alert. So we pull up to the hospital, right? And there's, like, a cop outside of the emergency room. Some, like, a cop or, like a security, I don't know. And my boyfriend is, like, not holding me, but I'm, like, walking, and, like, we're just, like, going like this, because, like, I'm literally about to just, like, pass the fuck out. So he's like, what happened? And, like, me in my delusional ass state was just like, I inhaled something that I shouldn't have. Because, okay, and I know that sounds, like, sus. That sounds like it's, like, some, like, Pulp Fiction shit. It seems like it's something, like, drug-related. And maybe that wasn't the best response. But what am I gonna tell him? What am I supposed to say? Oh, I breathed in cat pee-pee fumes. And now I don't feel good. And I'm a little baby-waby who didn't know that. You're not supposed to mix the pee-pee. Does that sound good? Does that sound better? You, but anyways, they took my ass in, and they basically just put me in a room for, like, 2 hours, and were like, we'll just, like, keep an eye on you, because I guess household bleach is, like, super diluted compared to, like, an actual, like, industrial bleach, so it wasn't as toxic as it could have been. So I could tell they weren't that worried about me. They were like, dude, nothing's wrong with you. Like, they took my, like, heart pressure, blood pressure, whatever, and they were like, yeah, you're, like, normal, you're fine. And I felt, like, so bad and so embarrassed, because I knew at that point that most of what I was feeling was probably just me having, like, a panic attack. And so I made this whole big stink. I was crying over this whole pee-pee fumes situation. And then I was fine. Like, you know, I almost wish that I wasn't fine, just so that it wouldn't be, like, embarrassing like this. So there's that. But yeah, my cats don't have fleas or worms anymore. Thank God. It was the worst thing ever. And those of you who have had worms, you know, bum, 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 like I'm right there standing with you. All right, let's see what this button is. Spit on your hand and stroke my cock at a medium pace. Play with my balls and tell me how big they are. Honey, rub your beaver up and down my face. Sit on the corner of the bed and watch me whack off. You see that shampoo bottle now? Stick it up my This is really long. Push it in and out at a medium pace. Talk about your old boyfriend's dick and how big it was. Now shave off my pews and punch me in the face. Holy shit. Wow, I was not expecting that. All right, well, that was a perfect transition into the internet junk of the week. Let's go ahead and press my favorite sound in the world.
Number 12, cock.
Okay, so this is something I've been wanting to talk about for a while, and I almost used this topic as a video idea for like the main channel, but I wasn't sure if it would do well considering like quite a few people have already talked about it, but I haven't seen anybody talk about this specific instance of it, okay? So I want to talk about something that I saw on Twitter, okay? Big whoop, yeah. Oh, you saw something negative on Twitter? You saw something you saw something you didn't like against your own will on Twitter? Wow, well, join the club. You know, every day I go on Twitter, and there's never a time where I don't regret it. Okay, so there was this post, and I won't tell you who it's about first, because I want you to visualize something in your mind, okay? So there's a post from a couple days ago. It was like from an Oscars, like, after party or something of this young woman. She's very famous. And the comments under it look like this. She looks so old. She looks 40. She's gonna look 50 at 30. These are just like some of the comments and subtweets that I saw about this tweet and under it. So what I want you to do is I want you to visualize a 40 to 50 year old woman that you know in your life, because you gotta know one. Visualize them in your brain right now. Visualize the lady. Now look at the image in question, okay? This is it. It's Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish is 21 years old. Now, there is a lot to unpack here. I hate to say that phrase, because it feels like very like millennial Tumblr-esque, but there's no other way to put it. There's simply quite a lot to unpack here. And this image is just like the tip of the iceberg. And the fact that people think that this 21-year-old looks 40 is fucking insane in and of itself, completely, okay? But sure, okay, sure, I'll humor you. Let's look at the picture, okay? It's clear that she's wearing makeup, and, you know, she's wearing foundation, and foundation is quite literally like a freaking gooey liquid thing that sticks to all of your pores and in every single crease on your face, okay? It doesn't matter how young you are. If you are not using, like, the best foundation for your face, or just even in general, like, it doesn't fucking matter, like, over time, foundation fucking creases. There's liquid drying up on your face. It's going to stick in the crevices, okay? This isn't crazy. This isn't like rocket science. I don't need to go into why it happens. It's oxidating on your face. So here's like the nitty-gritty of it, though. This isn't the only person, woman specifically, it's usually a woman, that this kind of degrading, kind of nitpicking talk gets thrown at on the internet. I recently also saw a ton of comments like this on Selena Gomez's recent posts, because since she's been really popping off on the internet recently, she's also been involved in, like, a ton of drama with Hailey Bieber for whatever reason. I don't know. We're not going to get into that right now. But a ton of comments on her TikToks and her reels of her, like, putting on makeup were like, oh my God, she looks so bad. She looks so old. Whatever happened to aging naturally? Okay, so first off, with both of these people, okay, they got one thing. Well, they got a bunch of things in common, but they have a major thing in common. So what is it? It's that they've been in the media spotlight since they've been fucking children. Since child years old, okay? And so I feel like people don't expect people's faces to change for some reason. Like, first of all, I don't see anything wrong with Billie Eilish in this picture or Selena Gomez in any picture. In fact, I see a lot right with Selena Gomez in many pictures. I'm looking very respectfully. But that aside, I don't know why women are expected to look like teenagers for their whole life. Like, it's as simple as that. Like, I'm 24 years old, okay? I have, like, minimal face lines, you know? Like, I smile a lot. I have, like, a tiny bit of a smile line going on. Do I care? Yeah, I do care. But only because society has made it this big, horrible thing where being old is the worst thing you could ever do. Being old or quote-unquote ugly is like the worst thing you could do. You could literally be fucking Jeffrey Dahmer and people will accept you more because you're fucking quote-unquote attractive than like like a fucking serial killer. And it's not even just like Jeffrey Dahmer. Like, we've seen this, like, there was some, who the fuck was that, like, TikTok killer where everyone was obsessed with him? I want to look this up. Okay, there was that one guy. There was that one guy called Cameron Heron? Fuck that guy. I don't even know what he did, if I'm being honest with you. But fuck him. So besides this horrible, like, lingering doom that a lot of us feel when it comes to, like, aging, no matter how young we are, I feel like a lot of it is worsening because of what I would like to call the filter effect, okay? So if you've ever been on TikTok ever, you're gonna know what I'm talking about. Like, tell me if any of this sounds familiar to you. Guys, so apparently this filter is supposed to show how other people see you. So apparently this filter shows how even your face is. So apparently this filter tells you if you should get lip injections or not. Filters are a huge part of TikTok, and for some reason they get into my algorithm no matter how many times I say I am not interested. So I think that how common it is to use filters, specifically on TikTok, which is, like, you know, the biggest app in the world, nearly every time I see a TikTok, I swear, if it's a femmy person, they're using a filter. And now I don't blame them for this. Like, obviously this is not their fault. Like, they're just participating in a trend. They're just trying to have, you know, a silly goofy time. But it has gotten to the point where these filters are so realistic and so dramatic that people see others on TikToks, on reels, with them on, and we don't even question it. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've just seen a TikTok with somebody wearing a filter, and I never ever thought it was a filter, or I never thought to look in, like, the bottom left corner to check if it was a filter. Like, rarely does anybody ever do that, I feel. And, like, no hate to the people who are using filters, okay? Like, they're just doing their own thing. But I always see people in the comments literally complimenting the people on how they look when it's literally a filter. Like, it doesn't make sense. And I think complimenting somebody on how they look with a filter on definitely does way more harm than good. Like, you might think, oh, they're just giving them a compliment. Like, okay, but even if they realize, like, oh yeah, like, I'm beautiful, like, you know, who cares if I'm using a filter? Subconsciously, that is going to be in their mind, that they look better with a filter. And so I think what is happening, besides, you know, like obvious, just like, just, you know, your average everyday misogyny, is that people are believing the lie of perfection. Like, people are so used to seeing people look perfect online that if a picture comes out of a celebrity, let's use Billie Eilish for the example, quote unquote, like slipping, they're fucking shocked and disgusted because I'm hesitant to call this fucking little line on her face even anything at all. It's fucking skin. But that is so insane and crazy to people now. Like, I can't confirm or deny that this discourse was maybe happening somehow on the 90s. In the 90s, I mean, even like without the internet. But when I look up pictures of celebrities in the 90s, like, I see pictures of them with makeup that's a little messy or, you know, visible small lines under their eyes. And it definitely doesn't feel like a bad thing. Like, obviously, beauty standards have always been around and extremely harsh. But there's never been a time other than now where people are more used to than ever seeing people look absolutely flawless. And this is something that's been on my mind for a while and I've been wanting to talk about, especially because, trigger warning, I don't know if this needs a trigger warning actually, but I'll give you one just in case. I've had body dysmorphia since I was 14. Yeah, I think 14. And this, what is going on? The filter effect is not, it is not helping at all. So I steer clear of like any, like, oh, look at this new filter. Oh my God, this new filter makes me look so good. This new filter makes me want a nose job. This new filter makes me want lip injections. Like, that is my kryptonite. Like, that will just take me the fuck out. KO'd, bitch. Like, it's over for me for the day when I see things like that. Like, I'm going to bed. I've had enough. Goodbye, cruel world. All right, so with that being said, with the filter effect, TM, trademarked by me, my theory, a gamer theory, out there in the world now, let's switch to a subject that is more happy. There's actually kind of two positive internet junks I wanna share with you guys before this episode ends. First of all, the utter delight that I get from saying the word emoji. Okay, I love this word. This is my favorite word, and it is like candy. It's like eating candy for me, saying emoji. Like, it feels good. It's three magical syllables. A girl and her emojis. There's something beautiful about this word that just rolls right off the tongue. Like, I am constantly saying, like, I am constantly applying the word emoji to things that it's not really applicable to. Emoji. Okay, that's basically all I have to say about that. I know it's fucking stupid, but guess what? You're watching Junk Drawer Podcast, baby, and we're gonna talk some emoji talk. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, last thing. My favorite fucking thing on the internet, bitch, is this channel called They Will Kill You. I even have a sound on my soundboard from that channel. But they're basically like a chills type of channel. Like, they'll do like a list of like creepy things and like stuff like that. And like, chills is kind of like a dead meme. I still love to talk like chills every now and again. Like, you know, number 13, Nikki on the freaking shitter. Number 9, this girl loves her emojis. Okay, it's still fun sometimes. But I'm telling you, this channel has the best out of context moments, like, ever. And every time I listen to, like, a compilation of them, I feel so much better. It's like instant serotonin. By the way, I totally forgot to, like, I did not add anything positive to that filter conversation. Before we talk about They Will Kill You, I just want to say, you don't owe anybody looking like anything, if that makes sense. Like, you don't owe anybody their version of beauty, you know what I mean? Like, everybody is beautiful. And I know that sounds fucking corny, but it's so true. Like, the ugliest thing about people to me is always their personality. Like, always. It doesn't matter how attractive you are, I'm fucking throwing up, fucking punching my nuts, fucking throwing myself on the ground and weeping if you are an asshole. Like, that will, just being beautiful will never be enough. It's because it's not about that. It's not about that. I know it isn't. Even with my own deranged mind always trying to tell me something like, oh, you're so ugly. Okay? So listen up, buddy. Listen, buddy. You're gonna take yourself and your little emojis and you're gonna put them in a positivity box. You're gonna write, I am fucking beautiful and also a genius, on a piece of paper this evening. If you actually do that, please post it on Instagram, on your story or something, and like tag Junkiest Drawer Podcast. I would love to put you on the story. I would love to see people actually do that, because positive affirmations are gorge. They're absolutely gorge. But yeah, so back to They Will Kill You. It's like this Australian channel. They're Australian, okay? And I just want to show you just a few of their clips out of context, just to improve your day, just to give you some positive junk. Not all junk is bad junk. Not all junk is created equal. This is what we're working with. This is what we're dealing with here.
Number 12, cock. Number 9, breastfeeding. Number 19, mouse in baked beans. Number 7, dead frog inside Pepsi can. Number 7,
mouse in baked beans. I'm sorry. Okay, this is so fucking funny to me. And I know this is like, this is from a year ago, okay? But not enough people know about this. Whenever I try to bring it up to somebody, they never know what I'm talking about. Okay, listen to this.
Student watches porn and gets naked. Number 6, man urinates on fellow passenger for not being allowed to smoke. Number 12, cockroach.
He knew what he was doing there.
Number 7, condoms found in food. At a McDonald's in Eastern Pennsylvania in 1999, William Smith discovered a condom while eating his Big Mac.
Like, there's no way. There's no fucking way. Dude, I love this so much. That's basically all. That's basically what it is. It's honestly constantly in my brain. It's like emoji. It's just something delightful, a delightful junk. I would also like to share with you guys before I go, like, a song of the week for me and a movie of the week for me, because I be consuming a lot. I be consuming tons of stuff all day. So I'll just tell you guys about it. Okay, so I think my song of the week is Search for Life by Dirty Projectors. Don't listen to this song if you're having a fucking awesome day. Okay, listen to this song if you want to feel like you ran away. I'm burping, I'm sorry, to a foreign country and have nobody left in your life that loves you, and you're staring at an open sea and just thinking about all your choices and what has led you here to this moment as you are gazing upon the beautiful world, but also feeling such sadness and incompleteness inside. That's basically what I feel like is going on when I hear this song. So when it came on this morning when I was doing my makeup, I was like, you are fucking nutty if you think I'm listening to that right now. But I love it so much. I don't love all of Dirty Projector's work because it's kind of a mixed bag. Sometimes there's like female vocalists on, and then sometimes it's like the main singer. So it's kind of hard to navigate that. But I will suggest that song to you when you're feeling a wee bit blue. Oh, and Guarding the Baby, again, by Dirty Projectors. Very, very good. Still pretty sad. I don't think it makes me feel as sad as Search for Life, though. That's the one that really gets me right in my freaking little nutties. As for film of the week, I would love it if more people watched Bones and All. That's a movie that came out last year, 2022. It has Timothy Chalamet in it. The main character, the girl that's an actor in it, I don't know her name, gosh, but she's so good too. This movie actually kind of put me on to Timothy Chalamet because if I'm being completely 100, I had never seen a fucking movie with that guy in it. I don't know how this happened. Like, he's so popular. I had yet to see one freaking movie from the guy. I think it was because he's in my brain, I was thinking he was, like, overrated, and so I was just kind of avoiding it. You know how sometimes you kind of just avoid something because it's popular, even though that's not necessarily, like, a good thing to do? I think you kind of, like, eliminate some things that you could be getting enjoyment out of in your life by ignoring things just because they're popular. But I was kind of doing that. And, wow. This movie, Bones and All, this knocked my freaking socks off. This jiggled my nuts. It was so good. So basically, I'm going to just tell you a little bit about it, like, if you don't know what it is at all. I'm not going to, like, spoil anything, but it's about this girl who has been experiencing compulsions to eat people her whole life, including when she was a child. It's out of her control. She has this desire to eat people and even killed somebody when she was a child, like a baby, because she's what they call an eater. So it's not really her fault, but she does blow like every relationship she has because of this, kind of understandably, okay? Because she quite literally does eat people. You still end up feeling bad for her, though. She ends up going on this journey to find her mom, who, like, abandoned her when she was young because of this. And along the way, she meets Timothy Chalamet's character. And he also is another, like, eater. And they fall in love with each other and start going on a journey, like, across the country, like, just in love, trying to find her mom and also just experience life as normally as they can. But they gotta eat, so they be doing nefarious activities along the way. So it's super twisted. It's super fucked up. But it is shot so beautifully. This is the emoji of movies. Like, this is what I want to be looking at. The same way I want to say emoji, the same way I want to see this fucking movie. It's so gorgeous. Like, holy shit. There's such interesting, like, captivating shots in it. Like, whoa! Amazing. 9 out of 10. I'm knocking off 1 point because I think there's something that could be slightly improved about it. I won't say what, because I would love it for you to just kind of go into this pretty blind if you're gonna watch it. So anyways, get your butts prepared because next Wednesday there is an episode coming out with special guest Chris James, one of my friends, super awesome guy. And I'm going to try to do this podcast every week. It might get a little hard sometimes, but I'm going to try. And you guys aren't even fucking ready for the guests that are coming on, okay? You're going to be excited, okay? All right? Thank you guys so much for watching or listening to this podcast. Junk Drawer Enjoyers for life. Also, I do stream on Twitch almost every day at Nikki from Twitch, so you can join me on there if you'd like. And I post commentary videos on my main channel, Nikki Carry On, every like 2 weeks-ish. It's kind of hard to put them out, pump them out sometimes with like the amount of things I want to do in the videos, but I'm working on doing that quicker. I also upload my Twitch streams onto the second channel, which is Nikki Land, so if you miss out, you can always check them out there. Thank you guys again. I'm super excited to show you next week's episode. It is so funny. Be sure to clean out your room. Be sure to sort out your junk, okay? And I will see you next week. Bye-bye. Spit on your hand and stroke my cock at a medium pace. Play with my balls and tell me how big they are. Honey, rub your beaver up and down my face. Sit on the corner of the bed and watch me whack off. See that shampoo bottle now? Stick it up my ass. Push it in and out at a medium pace. Talk about your old boyfriend's dick and how big it was. Now shave off my pubes and punch me in the face.